This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hello, I'm Kim Jong-un. People always ask me, dear reader.
I'm sorry, you said reader, like...
Reader.
Reading a book?
Reader, reader, reader. You read, I follow.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Not leader.
Right, sure.
Idiot.
Exactly. Please go on.
Anyway, people always ask, what's the toughest part about hacking Clinton's computer system for state secret? I say... All of that porn. 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 Oh, Rook. Benghazi.
Dead broke. I'm just a grandmother with two eyes and a brain. Dead broke.
Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. That was Hillary Clinton. And, of course, a little tribute to her.
Dead broke.
Nice touch, by the way, guys. And she's telling us capitalism doesn't work. Don't let people convince you that corporations create jobs. What kind of nonsense is that? I mean, I don't know who you work for. My bet is a corporation. And it may be one that you created yourself, or it could be one that somebody else created. But as much as the government employs a lot of people in this country, the majority of you listening to my program, The Kevin Jackson Show, you are employed by a corporation. Government can be really, really big. It is not going to employ more people than you in the private sector. But, hey, don't let me interfere with Hillary Clinton's logic about how jobs get created. See, government believes it can create more jobs in an instant than you can. And to some degree, it's true. When you let leftists run the country, they create instantaneous jobs. I'll give you a good example. Obamacare created hundreds of thousands of jobs. Bureaucratic jobs that have no meaning, that don't bring 1 ounce of good things to your life. Not an ounce. There are very few people that benefited from Obamacare. But don't let that stop the bureaucrats, because you know what? They had lots of stuff that it created. 16,000 new IRS agents, a bunch of work for accountants who had to go hire bookkeepers and other people to handle things, and oversight people, and people that had to do all the insurance-related stuff. You know, I don't know, you know, calling all the different things, answering questions about Obamacare. Remember how many of those companies came to be? And then a bunch of them failed, went bankrupt, because nobody was going into the exchanges. But hey, who's counting? When you can rig the count and make it look like Barack Obama was lowering unemployment, well, who cares, man? Look at the scorekeeper. He's got an eraser on the end of that pencil. We'll just fudge the numbers. But that was the person, Hillary Clinton, a woman who says, don't let corporations fool you into thinking that they create jobs. And I always like that speech. I swear, you've got to watch it. Because Hillary Clinton's reading it, and you can tell she doesn't really understand what she's saying. Because if she did, she'd go, who wrote this bonehead speech? If you said, we're sitting in an audience, and they said, you know, and you work for a bunch of, you know, I don't know where you work. Don't let them fool you that wherever you're working, somebody created that job. Oh, wait a minute. Is there a punchline coming? This is the woman that a big portion of America had been fooled into believing should be the next president of the United States. That should scare you. If I would love to get like a Donald Trump reaction to Hillary Clinton saying that. I can imagine Trump going, what the hell is she talking about? I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy talk. What does she mean corporations don't create jobs? I created many jobs. I created over 22,000 jobs in my corporations. What's Hillary? I mean, this is exactly why you don't want bureaucrats running things. This is why I got elected. Because of thinking like this. I could just hear Trump saying it. Because he would be right. Look, I don't know how old your kids are. I guarantee you a 10-year-old kid of any conservative I know would be able to tell you, would look at Hillary Clinton saying that and say, "What? Who does she think creates jobs, Dad? Or Mom? Who do you think she... who do you think creates jobs? Guys, this isn't business 101. It's business 001. Everybody knows corporations create jobs. But let me tell you what her problem was. Hillary Clinton believes you don't have a corporation unless the government allows it. That's the only way. That's the only way you can bring logic into that discussion. Well, without a corporation, who would have jobs? Okay, I'll give you that. But I'll put it to you this way. Before there was ever a government, we created jobs. You know, the blacksmith, he traded with the cobbler, who traded with the baker, who traded with the general store owner, who traded with all the different people that made their products to make your life easier. That's the way things went. We didn't have any government interference. They can't, for the left, they can't think of it. They don't see a world that doesn't operate with government. Look, I'm not saying government shouldn't be there. I believe in government. You have government in your household. Right? You got a couple of autocrats called parents, and you've got people who have to learn how to deal with these autocrats. I don't know how you are in your house, but with my kids, it was, I'm the boss, you know, me and Mom are the boss, and you are this, you know, we don't serve one another, but, you know, in that respect, we kind of do, you know what I'm saying? But we're in charge. Yeah, we're in charge. We make the money, we dole the money out, you know, and on and on. You can look at it any way you want. But yeah, you have a little government inside of your household that you run. Oh my goodness, man, these people are crazy. Anyway, the reason why I brought this up, and I'm running too late, I want to talk about Ocasio-Cortez. See, Hillary Clinton was the face of the Democratic Party once Obama was done. In the year 2016, all focus was to shift to Hillary. Now, the egomaniac baby black Jesus couldn't really let that happen all the way, so he held back his stuff. He wasn't sure if he wanted to back Hillary or Bernie. Then he finally decided, you know what? I gotta let Hillary have it. Now, no longer the face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
73% of Democrats, according to a Rasmussen poll, want a new face for the Democratic Party. 73%. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. 73% of Democrats want a new face for the Democratic Party. A new face? What? They're going to put a new mask on it. What happened to Barack Obama's face? What happened to Hillary Clinton's face? What happened to Kirsten Gillibrand's face? What happened to Cory Booker's face? What happened to Kamala Harris's face? Oh, that's right. The Democrats still have running tops for their 2020 presidential nominations. Number one, Joe Biden. Number two, Bernie Sanders. Number three, Hillary Clinton. Number four, what's her name? Okay. Why did it escape me? Maybe you quit distracting me, man. Number four, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. And now new branding. Kirsten Gillibrand was supposed to be she's a Democrat out of New York, senator out of New York. She was supposed to be the new face. She's not cute. She's not ugly, but she's not pretty, but I guess she's just okay. But she was going to be the new face. She's the youngest, prettiest Democrat they got. Kamala Harris. They've been touting her. Same thing they did with Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren. Hey, look, if you took away her shrill little voice talking like this, and of course her completely crazy politics, she's actually not a bad-looking lady. I know some of you, Kevin. Come on, Kevin, now, man, you're getting desperate. No, I'm not. I don't want Pocahontas. I'm just saying, if Elizabeth Warren were to have the politics of Michelle Malkin, she'd be a much more beautiful woman. I mean, really. She's a shrill. What was the campaign they ran? Nasty girl? Nasty woman or something? She's a shrill, nasty lady. God. Is it any wonder? Look, 73% of Democrats want a new face. They've got a bunch of new faces. Cory Blackman Booker, Obama light. Kamala Crazy Woman Harris, Obama light. They got two potential partial black people that they could run, and those aren't the new faces. Oh, that's right. Cory wants to beat up white women publicly, as he did recently with Neil's, what's her name? Our Homeland Security lady. He just wanted to beat her down. So he's got anger issues. Kamala Harris is just crazy, man. She is Hank Johnson Guam tipping crazy. You know what I'm saying? She's crazy. Gillibrand was supposed to bring in the whole Me Too element and this whole women's thing. And you know what Democrats figured out? Women don't give a crap about them. Women don't like Kirsten Gillibrand. They don't like Hillary Clinton. They don't like Nancy. But give me your Democrat. Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. What Democrat woman would you put in front of a tribunal and say, okay, this is America's Democrat woman. Here she is. Here she comes. Miss Democrat America. Man, that is an ugly picture. Rosie O'Donnell, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, do I need to go on? I'll go on till you throw up. I swear I will. God, what? If I were on their side, seriously, I would be like, come on, guys, seriously. Seriously. That's why this poll, 73% of people want a new face for the Democratic Party. 73%. Pay attention. We got an announcement to make. Democrats have no women. They've only got men. They've got men light. Democrats don't have any women. Give them another generation and there won't be any Democrats left because they can't breathe. They got no men. They got nothing but eunuchs as far as men goes. And then they got women that, quite frankly, want to be men. Give them a generation and they're gone. We'll be laughing at them going, ha, 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 ha. 73% want a new face for the Democratic Party. Hey, I say to you, brain dead leftist moron, you know, zombie Democrats, smart move on that one. I don't know what happened. Did you get some brain? Did you happen to eat some brain? Did you catch a Republican and eat his brain? Wow. 73% want something different. They say we have problems. Let me ask you, do you think that if you poll, I don't know, I don't have a poll. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have anything official. I'm just asking you as an individual. See, that's how powerful you are. You know what the world around you is. Do you believe that 73% of the Republicans don't like what Donald Trump is doing and want to defect? They want a new face? Or do you think we're going, man, we can't wait for 2020. We about to whoop some booty. Woo! We can't even wait for November of 2018. I don't know about you. I'm so registered to vote is crazy. Can we vote now? Can I do absentees? Somebody let me know when it's time to vote. I mean, I'm the kibbles and bit dog. I'm the little one jumping on the bulldog's back going, kibbles and bits, kibbles and bits, kibbles and bits. I'm excited. And I can tell you, I don't know of 10% of the people who want to leave the Republican Party, who want a new face. I'll tell you this, I'm concerned about 2024. I want to know who are we grooming that will be in the mold of Donald Trump. That's what my concern is, because I'm not concerned about Trump. Oh, no, 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 no. And no matter what they tell you about Russia and all this other crap, folks, I'm telling you right now, we're fine. we're fine. There will be no defections. People aren't going to be like, oh, man, what Trump said about Russia, I can't vote for him now, man. Nope, they won't be saying that. But the reason why I set all this up is I want to talk about the face of the Democratic Party is Ocasio-Cortez. She's the new face of the Democratic Party. Here's what she had to say.
Now, the economy is going pretty strong, right? There's roughly 4% unemployment, 3.9% unemployment. Do you think that capitalism has failed to deliver for working class Americans or is no longer the best vehicle for working class Americans?
Well, I think the numbers that you just talked about is part of the problem, right? Because we look at these figures and we say, oh, unemployment is low, everything is fine, right? Well, unemployment is low because everyone has two jobs. Unemployment is low because people are working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and can barely feed their kids. And so I do think that right now when we have this no-holds-barred, Wild West hyper-capitalism, what that means is profit at any cost. Capitalism has not always existed in the world, and it will not always exist in the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Feinstein finds herself in problem. Feinstein, whatever her name is, they've got another radical socialist that the Democrat Party backed over her. Now, she'll win, but just letting you know, this is the new face of the Democratic Party. Ocasio-Cortez beat a multi-term congressman in New York, and now you got Feinstein being challenged. This is the face, a person who says capitalism has failed. Can't show you any proof of it. Capitalism is so successful right in front of her very face and she can't see it. That's what the Democrats are offering up. They want you to believe that this woman, I don't know much about her, but I can tell you this, she's never run a business, not a successful one. She doesn't understand capitalism to save her life. If you put a gun to her head, you'd have to kill her over the definition of capitalism, but she's their new poster child.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has said he would be open for another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Many folks are also saying that Putin may have something on President Trump. Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed this accusation.
I think those allegations are absurd. This administration has been relentless
in its efforts to deter Russia from its bad behavior. We inherited a situation where Russia was running all over the United States. These last few days have been, frankly, more heat than light.
Today at the White House, President Trump is set to sign an executive order that will set the stage for developing a national strategy for workforce development. Heather Zuma is an employment expert. She talks about how this is a big deal for people looking to increase their skill set.
After age 24 or 25, when you come out of college, or perhaps if you get your MBA or whatever you're doing, you really don't get any more skills or advancement in terms of education.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This just in from the War Department, the Department of War Department. Hacking was an act of war. We must go to war with Russia. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Oh, my gosh, the Democrats are cracking me up, man. They're cracking me up. Why doesn't the warmongering Trump just start a war? That's what they want. They want Donald Trump to start a war. Doggone it. The man is supposed to be unhinged. They said if he was president, he was going to go to war with North Korea. Then he was going to bomb Russia. Then he was going to bomb China, to say the least. He was going to infiltrate Iran. You name it. It was going to be war. Hell all over the earth. Armageddon. Then in advance of the summit with Russia, they say that the Russians committed an act of war. We cannot stand for this war. Now, mind you, this war was created under Barack Obama. Yeah, they want Donald Trump cleaning up the war that the Nobel Peace Prize winning Barack Obama started. The one that he said didn't exist. If you think the Russians, you have to be crazy to believe Russians could hack our life. The reason why it cracks me up is it is so convoluted. It's so convoluted. These Russians, anybody would believe that, they got problems. And all the Democrats are going, we believe it. Sorry, Barack, we believe it because Donald Trump's now maybe going to get elected and we need a story. Trump, we can't elect Trump. He'll push the button. Why doesn't Trump push the button, man? There it is. It's right there on his desk. All he's got to do is reach under it and push it. Please push it. These Democrats would rather see you in a thermonuclear war than to see Donald Trump win. I'm laughing to keep from crying, to keep from getting mad. They would rather see a nuclear disaster. North Korea, we're going to denuclearize. How dare they denuclearize under Donald Trump? How dare they not want to throw bombs at us? How dare they destroy all their nuclear sites and start disarming missiles? Look, they're beside themselves. How dare we actually do what we say we're going to do, get Europe to stop helping Iran build nuclear capabilities because they say they're going to blow up Israel and then blow up America next. How dare that Donald Trump do it? When he's got a button that we said he was going to push. He's unhinged, I tell you. I mean, I feel like I'm looking at the mad doctor and, you know, the mad scientist in Back to the Future when I see Democrats. All of them have their hair blown back and their wind burned.
And they with that crazed look in their eyes, the way Peter Strzok testified, and they're going, we've got to get Trump at all costs, even if it means the destruction of the world. Oh, my goodness. In the congressional hearings with Facebook and Twitter and Google, one of the congressmen asked a very interesting question. He said, he asked all three of them, did any other countries attempt to influence the election of 2016? Simple question. They would not answer it. Facebook, Twitter, nor Google said, yeah, you know, Ukraine came in to do something. Or China. Let me ask you. Do you think the Chinese have hacked the CIA, Wells Fargo, you name it. They've hacked everything under Obama. We had the worst cybersecurity under him known to man. And they've hacked everything. Have you heard a single word about China? No, because Donald Trump attacked China's trade policies. He said, we're going to force China to do better business with us. You want to know the reason why he put China on notice? Because we had the biggest trade deficit with them. Donald Trump said, this is why I told you guys from the very beginning. I said, Donald Trump will fight with the American economy. And you know who he picked the biggest fight with? Our biggest debtor, the person we have the biggest debt to, China, $375 billion trade deficit. He said, oh, you think you're bad? Boom, we're going after you. And he went after, and the left were going, he's a warmonger. No, he isn't. He's a trade warmonger, one that he can win. He can go thermonuclear on anybody he wants with no repercussions. Nobody will fire a salvo back. We shot off a nuclear weapon to China, and they put off fireworks. They shot a bottle rocket over to us. But now they want to – nobody wants to admit what China was doing. Oh, by the way, anybody want to hazard a guess as to what Mexico did to thwart our elections? How about this for starters? 20 million people in our country creating a problem for us that we're discussing that really isn't a problem at all. Take your people back. How about that as an answer? How many of those illegals voted in our elections? Spurred on by the leftists in our country who now want to give them birthright citizenship, quite frankly, better than us. They want to give them better than birthright citizenship. Rights that you and I don't have. Get out of prison free, MS-13. We don't care. Estimates are 5.7 million people voted illegally in our elections, and they're talking about Russian interference? I heard one of them ladies say on this hearing they had on the Facebook and all them, it was a congresswoman. She says, what about Russians pretending to be black folks? I almost lost it. Russians with hip-hop Vlad, right? Hip-hop Vladimir. Hello, my name is Igor. I'm about to spit some rhymes for you right now. Hit it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. Only Russia was the culprit, right? In this act of war. No other country had interest in our elections, despite Hillary Clinton's claim that these many world leaders had implored her to win at all costs. Hillary took them literally, didn't she? She got on that 3 a.m. phone and said, hey, Barack, world leaders are calling me and they want me to intervene. I cannot lose, brother. Hillary, we got you, girl. Don't worry about it. I'm going to drag your big fat butt out you over the finish line, baby. Don't worry about it. I got Jay-Z, B. You get Katy Perry, we'll do this thing, okay? Bruce Springsteen, you know, Stevie Wonder, we got it. Just go and do your thing, girl. Don't worry about it. You're in. Yeah, he said she was in. I don't know if it was 3 a.m. or over some drinks or who knows. But Hillary was all good to go. Yeah, they had created the act of war. And what's funny about it is if you go back and you study the Russian thing, you got Barack Obama, you got before he said that we that was impossible that the Russians could influence our elections and went on to explain why, the Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, had said, oh, yeah, the Russians are infiltrating us. Then he came out literally days later and said, it's impossible. Forget that. And then right after that, they were putting in the nuclear option to make sure whatever happened, everything would be blamed on Trump. No matter what, we could bring, if we'll put in a poison pill that even if Trump gets elected, we'll impeach him. It'll all go sideways and we'll get it all back. That was what their thinking was. And it didn't happen. Win at all costs. Ooh, and Lisa Page testified. We talked about that the other day. Lisa Page, boy, woo! I can't wait to get transcripts and whatever else she's got going. I don't know what's going to happen publicly, but I can't wait to see it. Get this. This came in not too long ago. A spokesperson for Special Counsel Robert Mueller says they're going to decline to comment on President Putin's offer for Mueller to send representatives to Russia to observe the questioning of intelligence officers. He says, Mueller, you want to investigate Russia? Get your butt over here. But hey, let's with Mueller, why would he bother to go to the source? He's investigating Russian collusion. Why does he need to go there when he's got everything he needs in America? You know, including, by the way, the DNC servers who nobody's looked at. Now, let me just give you the rumor of that. They're saying there was no hacking of the servers by the Russians. Somebody gave the data of the DNC to the opposition teams, to WikiLeaks and all them. There's no hacking. You ever heard of the name? What's his name? Seth something? I forget his last name. I shouldn't, because he's dead. He's deader than disco. And they say he was killed, and he was walking his dog or something. And I don't know, suicide with two bullets to the back of the head. But he's killed. Y'all know what I'm talking about, Seth something, right? He worked for the DNC. They say he gave it away. But no, it's a big conspiracy. It's a big cabal. I heard one congressman say Donald Trump asked the Russians to do this. They, what I tell you guys, you get to the point where you tell a lie so much that everything that you do to cover it up is far worse. And we're not talking Watergate level lying. Watergate looks like Girl Scouts. We're talking lying to the level and a cover up to the level that will destroy the Democratic Party. It already is doing it. I'm going to talk more about that in a bit, because it has to do with the walkaway movement. That involves Russians, believe it or not, at least according to the Democrats. So I say to Mueller, get your butt to Russia. Let's start digging deeper, baby. Maybe Putin's going to help.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats tell us hacking was an act of war, and it happened on Barack Obama's watch. I guess maybe he, since he had the Nobel Peace Prize, he didn't want to enter into another war. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. An act of war. And they wanted Trump to go to Russia and kick Vladimir Putin right in the naughty bits and tell him, don't you be messing with us, man. And my bro that used to be in charge, we know what you were doing to him, and you ain't gonna mess with, you mess with him, you mess with us. And Trump went over and said,
whatever. I don't trust these. I don't trust our guys. He didn't say he trusted the Russians more, but I'll say it for him. I trust the Russians more than I trust our FBI. That's crazy. No, if it weren't something that you were thinking too, it's crazy that we would be even considering that. If Putin were to hand over a bunch of information, I would trust it more than I trust our FBI's information. And speaking of which, what if Putin hands over a bunch of information? I said this earlier. I don't know when it was, one of these days we were talking. And I said, Democrats better be very careful, because the Russians are good at spying. Very good at it. They're also good at knowing where the dirt is. Here's the issue with the Russians. I'll be really frank. The Russians have all kinds of dirt on many politicians in this country. And the only thing that Putin doesn't want to do is he doesn't want to tip his hand as to what he knows. Chuck Schumer said, Putin's got information on Trump. No, he doesn't. What Chuck Schumer's telling you is the Russians might have information on him. They might have. And look, I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know whether Putin's saying, look, Chuck, say this, you can use me as your whipping boy for a bit, you know, go ahead. But, you know, we know this about you, right? But at some point, I don't know when it is, because, you know, this is a very intricate game of politics, man. Political stuff here. This is not a game for, you got to be thinking way ahead is what I'm getting at. And I know Putin knows a lot of stuff. Russian hackers, the Chinese know a lot of stuff. But the dirt's not on Trump. The dirt is on all these other folks. Donald Trump is moving through the world like a dude who's got the world on a string. Yeah, he's got the string around his finger. What a world, what a life. Yeah, he's got the world on a string. And he's, because he's squeaky clean. I mean, you know what he's done. He's like, man, look, I've had to run a tight ship. If he ever had any political aspirations, he had to be ready for that. And he had to run a tight ship financially or otherwise. And he's done it. The world leaders have nothing on him. But let me tell you, the dirt they got on the Clintons, the Obamas, all of them, is it would, ooh, whoo, I would be up all night. I wouldn't go to sleep if they had a reality show of all the crap they knew about these politicians. That's where the strings are being pulled. And I don't know when Russia's going to go, okay, Chuck, you've served your usefulness, bam, and they're going to, you know, roll down the hammer of Thor on him or many others. That's what people on the left need to be afraid of. What do the Russians know about them? They got nothing on Trump. Anyway, I want to move on, because there's a lot of things I want to discuss about this. One of the quotes that came, tweets that came out was from James Comey. It says, the Republican Congress has proven incapable of fulfilling the founder's design that, quote, ambition must counteract ambition. All who believe in this country's values must vote for Democrats this fall. Policy differences don't matter right now. History has its eye on us. Now that's James Comey, who is supposedly a Republican, who is supposedly unbiased. Now, he's a free man. He can do what he wants now. But let me just tip you out here. Comey's always been a Democrat. He's always been for the... Secretly, Comey's mad. He's upset. His party has technically abandoned him. When Hillary Clinton said, I'm going to blame James Comey, that was supposed to be the rallying cry for all of the Democrats to go after Comey, and many of them have. He's kind of a man on an island. He's certainly not for the Republicans. They want to make it believe that he was helping Trump, but Comey's like, what? How could you guys throw me to the wolves like this? But he's trying to get back in. He wants in. So he's telling people, this Republican Congress is, they're terrible. You got to vote Democrat. But what's the bigger issue? I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think about what is the bigger issue of why Comey said that. I told you on the show. So it isn't like, okay, it's a pop quiz. I get it. Don't panic. Don't get your palms all sweaty. It is a pop quiz. I sprung this on you. Comey said it. He's telling you what has to happen for all this to work.
You want me to read it again? The Republican Congress has proven incapable of fulfilling the founder's design that ambition must counteract ambition. All who believe in this country's values must vote for Democrats this fall. Policy differences don't matter right now. History has its eyes on us. This is a big deal what Comey just said. Okay, I'm going to tell you because I don't want you to wait any longer. He's telling you if the Democrats don't win, they're in big trouble. It's what I've been telling you the entire time. All this stuff leading up, keeping this stuff going, this Russia investigation is done. It is officially over. It's been over. It's lived more lives than any cat. Forget nine lives. It's had 50. And it doesn't matter how many it has. It's going to die a brutal, ugly death. It's technically dead. Forget about it. Okay, forget about it. It's over, okay? So now the only hope that the Democrats have, only hope, is if they win the election. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but you better know, redistricting, any type of cheating, electioneering. And what's funny is, James Woods actually tweeted this out. He says, it's gotten so bad that the Democrats now want valid voter ID. It's spun so bad that they're saying, we don't want any Russians infiltrating our elections. We want voter ID. And James Woods said, in his tweet, he was like, can you believe how bad things have gotten for the Democrats? They now want voter ID? I can't even describe for you how bad that is for them. They've come full circle on their lunacy to go, yeah, we need to make sure there's no Russians voting. Oh, but what about all those black folks and all those disenfranchised people that you mentioned for vote? They need a voter ID. And oh, what about the illegals? Well, now they're just giving them, let's give them licenses so they can vote. But I'm just saying, now it's valid voter ID. And who knows? They may want to require that it's citizens. If we even give the threat of Russians coming in to infiltrate our elections, they may very well cry for citizenship of voters. What? They say it ain't so, Kevin Jackson. I wish I could. No, I don't actually. Yeah. Democrats don't win. It's over. Game over. And I love that. Why? Because I predicted it. No, I don't just love it for that reason. I don't love it for that reason, period. I'm just messing with y'all. You know I'm messing with you, right? Oh, man. Excuse me, to be right. It feels good to be right so often. Comey's afraid. He's declared his partisanship. He is a Democrat. A declared Democrat now. And he's saying policy differences don't matter. Please vote Democrat. Please. Pretty please with sugar on top. Please vote Democrat. Because if you don't, he's in trouble. The strategy that the Democrats have is singular. They must win the House. They will not win the Senate. They must win the House. Now, they are going for the Senate. They've got a radical bisexual chick that used to be Janet Napolitano's girlfriend named Kristen Sinema. She's running in Arizona. And you know what all her ads are for? Military. She's running like a conservative. If you didn't know research, you'd think, who is this pro-military girl? And she's not a bad-looking woman. She's a total freak. And I'm talking about politically, sexually, all of it. She's a total freak. But she's running, and they want her. They are putting everything behind her. Because she's going to replace one of our, quote, Republicans, either Flake or what's his face? McCain. But they got no choice. They got no chance. There's at least four senators that will probably get flipped from us. They can't win the Senate. So the House is it. If they don't win the House, game over. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.